This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
It is Radiothon. The theme is love.
Love.
Dean and I both love, we love food.
I love you.
So yes, producer Annie has hooked us up with a great fun game, putting something, a food that we love in a cute little box and a food that we hate, another little box, and I keep winning.
And you keep winning. I think she loves you more than she loves me.
I had
quietly.
Chocolate. You had?
I had a clove of garlic.
And then you chose, and now you've just eaten?
A dried up bit of cuttlefish.
Cat,
yeah, I do not recommend
cat and
it.
Bird food.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to open this one.
Okay, what is it? Okay.
Well, hopefully it's something nice.
A bit of a drum roll.
I think she microwaved it maybe 20 minutes ago. Let's have a look. What have I got? Oh, it's in foil.
I hope she didn't put that in the microwave.
Oh, I hope it's a sweet potato.
Sweet potato. What is it?
Hang on. Oh, it's one of my favouritest things. Look, I'll dumb myself down and say croissant. It's a croissant avec du jambon et fromage. It's a ham and cheese
soggy
croissant. And I am loving that sick. Thank you.
Do they keep fresh?
Well, I mean, it looks soggy and beyond its use by date, but...
Are you going to eat that now?
I'll still eat it.
You're going to eat
it? Can I not?
There's a lot of butter in
there. Technically, we can't eat in the studio, can we?
Oh, we're breaking all sorts of rules here. We are rule breakers.
I'll have a mung on this.
Have a go on that. What's it like? Yep, you like that? You can't talk, can you?
No.
No, it's a bit gummy, yeah? Yep.
You've got to stop asking someone questions after literally just taking a bite of something.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Doesn't really work for radio, does it?
No, it doesn't.
We have a very funny special guest live in the studio.
Cracker comic.
It is Geraldine Hickey.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Just keeps on going.
Yeah. No, it's finished now. Stop.
Happy Radiothon. Oh,
thank you.
You're having a lovely time.
Yeah, we've all love shacked up in here. We've got a bit of a.
Has anyone sat on that couch?
No.
I didn't sit on that couch.
It's a love couch because the theme is love.
Yeah.
You got it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Hey, I've just tried to become a member of Joy.
It's nice of you.
It is Radiothon time.
Yep.
The problem is I was trying to do it on my phone.
Yeah.
But to put in the date of birth, I've just scrolled back 40 years. That's a long time.
That's a
long scrolling back.
Yes.
I just want to type in my date of birth.
So it pops up with the calendar and you've just got to go through the years month by month.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe
lie about your age. Just lie.
No. No, but what if I want, own it. Yeah, but also, what if I get presents on my birthday and you send it to me on the wrong day?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be awkward.
Shit, that's true.
Now, people who may not know Geraldine Hickey, we should explain who you are.
Okay.
I mean, I know who
Come
you are.
Who?
Oh, who doesn't know Geraldine Hickey?
No, explain. Tell me who I am.
You are a Melbourne comedian. You are funny as.
Thank you.
You're one of the breakfasters on Triple R every morning from very early in the morning.
Yeah, 6 till 9.
Oh. Mm.
If you're up that early and you're not listening to Joy... tune in. I get up very early, that's right.
And you've just done the Melbourne International Comedy Fest.
Yes, I did.
How'd it go?
Amazing. But yeah, it was really, really great. I did well. Sold tickets. Yeah.
People came.
That is good.
Yeah. The laughs. Yeah.
What'd you do? Sold tickets.
That's what it should be about. It's, you know.
So selling. You do the flyering? Are you out on the street handing out the flyers?
I'm too big for that now.
That is hell, though.
Oh, mate, I did my time flyering. Uh-huh. I've been doing the comedy festival for over 10 years, and I have done plenty of flyering. Actually, I did do some flyering this year, but I flyed for some other people. I thought, I've got a bit of time.
He's spreading the love.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Good on me. And good on you for subscribing right now. Give us a call. Is that how you do it? Can you do that?
No, but we're going on the website there.
Oh, yeah. Just jump online at joy.org.au and become a member.
Yeah, or renew or donate. Just chuck us some money.
Talk to us about what do you get? What do you get as a member? What are my benefits?
Well, for every member,
what are your rights?
What are your rights?
You get
I'll read her rights.
We're on goodness me, we're on 24 hours a day, 365 days a week. No,
absolutely,
non-stop bangers.
You do get all that.
Melbourne's most up music No.
Most uplifting.
Hang on, uplifting music yes. mix. Say that with that's a mouthful of chocolate.
But you also get to connect with the LGBTI community. So for a lot of people in Melbourne, or even further afield, listening on our podcast or online, maybe this is their first and only involvement in the community.
We do have specialty programs as well, like for the younger... The younger whippersnappers.
Unicorn News, or Youth Control.
Unicorn News, there you go. Saturday Mag.
Basically, what you're saying is very important to the whole community to have a station like this. Also, I think it's worth pointing out that, you know, community stations like Joy and others, you know, you are kind of, it's independent. So, you know, you don't have... just other people that don't know what they're talking about trying to get involved. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's none of that.
None of that. We're not robots. We're not following a script that the head office have pushed down to us to say you must say these prepared messages.
Yeah, you don't have to go, you know, some horrendous star that's come around. You're like, got to get this person on there.
Yes.
Or, you know.
Like Jordan Hicken. No, we didn't know that.
Dress up and then go down a slide.
Don't you look at that.
No, don't knock the gate.
She'll swing at you. No, don't. It's too good for that. No, it's good, and we love what we do. It's fun.
Yeah.
I'm only here once a week for a couple hours, so it's pretty low commitment.
It's like a hobby, really, isn't it?
Hopping in there, hopping out.
Absolutely.
Listen to myself on my podcast repeat.
While we've been chatting, we've had Stephen has joined up as a member.
Oh, look out. Stephen.
Hey, Stephen. You know what that means.
Well done, Stephen.
Well done, and thank you.
Kensington, what a great place.
Be like Stephen, become a member, go to joy.org.au. And because Stephen's become a member, is this cause for us to do a mystery box?
A mystery box.
And he is nodding her head.
Yep.
So now, I've had a go. Jacqueline's had a go.
Yep.
I think it's time for Geraldine to have a go.
Oh.
Now, talk to me about this mystery box, because I watched you do this croissant earlier, and you just took it out of the box and ate it. I thought there was... Where's the mystery in that? it's a croissant.
It was a croissant.
I thought the idea was showmanship, was there?
Yeah. I thought you're supposed to close your eyes and go, oh, what could it be?
Do you know what? You've actually added a very important and interesting layer to that. We should have done that. Well, only because the mystery...
What were you doing the whole time? Did you open up and go, it's a garlic. I'm still going to eat it.
No, because the mystery was who will get the good thing, who will get the bad thing. But still, I didn't wax a mayo on it. Oh, not literally. I just went, oh, yeah, here's a sandwich. And just started having it scoff.
All right, then. So, do you think you should change it up now and call it, you know...
Are you giving your eyes shut?
Yeah, well, don't... Yeah, sure, I'll do that. Sure.
All right.
Yep.
Should we do it right now? Should we play a song? Should we tease this out a little bit longer?
Do you know what? If one more person signs up as a member, I will definitely close my eyes and eat both those things.
Here we go. We're putting a challenge out there. Joy.org.au. Yes. Renew, join, or donate now. If we get some people signing up to be members, Geraldine is going to eat not one of the mystery boxes, but both.
So there's guarantees going to be something
weird. It's going to stay a mystery, unlike you people that just open it up and go, oh, it's this.
Eyes wide shut. That's right. You're going to show us how it's really done, aren't you?
Yeah. But just go to joy.org.au to donate, renew or sign up.
And we've got special guest Geraldine Hickey, very funny lady.
Thank you. Here I am.
Community broadcaster, member of our community. And we put the challenge out there. We said, if you join up as a member, join the
Renew. I'm Hannah Gadsby.
We will get her to eat the mystery box. In fact, we've had a message from Scotty on 0427JOY949. Hello, Scotty. And Scotty says...
Hi, Jack and Dean. Hi, enjoying the show. Can I just say Geraldine sounds like Hannah Gadsby? Just saying, Scotty.
Thanks, Scotty.
Well, that's useful.
Yeah, thanks, Scotty.
Do you get that?
Yeah, do you know what? I was, you know, we were talking about flyering earlier, and a few years ago I was actually in Edinburgh and I was flyering for Hannah. And so I had a whole stack of flyers, and then some Scottish lads came up and were like, what you got there? I can't do the accent, sorry. And they were going, what's this? And they go, is this your show? And I went, oh, no, that's not me. That's Hannah Gadsby, she's a comedian from Australia, you know, and it's not me. And they go, no, that's you. And I go, No, it's not. Got into an argument, and then the guy took my flyers and just ran his fingers through them, just went, well, these are nothing but a pack of lies, and then walked away.
Oh, no.
Also, whenever Hannah's on TV, Dad gives me a call, so that's nice.
Now, how about Weebek? Do you get confused for Kirsty Weebek?
Oh, mate, yes. Yeah.
I love the Weebek.
Yeah. So Kirsty and I, we do our shows in the same venue, and her show is on... My show, this is right. My show was on at 7, her show was on at 7:30. Last year it was the other way around. Guaranteed at least once a week I would have walkouts from my show because people were like, oh, actually, we're actually here to see Kirsty Wiebeck.
Oh, no.
I had someone come up to me and say, like, I was standing in front of a Kirsty Wiebeck poster and she said, oh, my God, Kirsty Wiebeck, I love you. And I went, no, I'm Geraldine Hickey. I'm the other lesbian that's here.
Yeah.
But it's it is amazing how often lesbians get confused for each other, but we all look the same.
But you're very different. Like, it's like a facial blindness or humour blindness. Either way, if they were going to go to your show or Kirsty's,
it's a bonus either way.
It's a good, it's win-win.
Speaking of a bonus and win-win either way, we did put the call out there. We have had some people join up.
Yes, we have.
We've had Fred join up. Thank you, Fred. Fred's become a member.
Good on you, Fred.
Well done.
Also, Geraldine worked out how to work out her age on the system, and you've also become a member.
Hey! Good on me.
Good on you. As your reward, we're going to give you the mystery box challenge.
Yes, so we gave our producer Annie a list of things, foods that we loved and foods that we probably didn't want to eat, and then the also no-go ones, which I can't do. And we were going
to... Due to allergies.
Did you check
Geraldine's allergies?
Did you check? Producer's
awkward. Does that insurance cover this?
No, we'll be fine.
Get insulin.
We'll be fine.
But one of the boxes has something pretty good, something pretty bad, and you've said if we had a couple of members, which we have, you'll eat them both.
But I said, you can't just say, I'm the member.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not included in that.
Fred joined up as well, and so did Stephen and Jonathan.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay, so you've had,
And Josie joined up before, yes.
And so...
Are you going back to like an hour ago?
You're scrolling pretty hard. I can see it. But all also, right. Geraldine was ripping
one box,
into
and
us.
We get more members, we do the second box.
Oh, that's right. Look at that. Dad's calling me right now.
Dad's
G'day.
I'll call him later.
And you were ripping into us before saying, because it's a mystery box, but there wasn't much showmanship about it. I was just like, oh, it's open a box. What's this? You're going to
show us how it's done. Show us how
it's done.
Here are the boxes.
Which box do you want first?
Well, that one, because it's first.
Yep, okay.
Yep.
Ready?
So is it going to be wrapped up or do I need to close my eyes now? I'm closing my eyes now.
Yep,
which is great for radio.
Okay. Well, no, you can commentate through this.
This doesn't talk out of her
eyes.
Eyes are closed. The lid is off. The fingers are in. Oh, okay. Have you a bit of a feel around?
Do you know, I know what this is.
Well, what do you think it is?
And it's something that I really, this is on my hate list. But I'm hoping that this is on,
Oh, you're all the way in? You're going to throw it all in?
Oh, God. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
If someone else has to sign up for this, I'm taking a bullet on this.
Okay. Yep.
You
don't like it.
What is it? Well, I don't know what it is. Oh, she's got a gag.
It's an olive.
A delicious, wonderful olive, and she doesn't like it.
Oh, I love
olive. Oh, Geraldine Hickey, not happy with what she's got in the mystery box, having a real hard time right here. She's wincing.
It's an acquired taste, and
you need to wrap a martini around it.
Oh.
Mm.
No.
No, keep talking.
Look,
she's out.
On the naughty list.
Oh.
All right,
Hickey's down.
So donate, renew, or sign up at joy.org.au.
We'll get into the next box.
Hopefully something nice. We don't know.
Who don't know? Love Joy. Become a member now. We'd love you to. You're on Joy 94.9 with Jack and Dean and the fabulous Geraldine Hickey.
Yes, who was a nominee for the...
Hello.
Sorry about that.
Nominee for the most outstanding show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
What do you win for that? A bit of wood? A stick?
No, that's a whole different thing.
Oh, it's a different thing.
Let me tell the story.
I'm sorry.
No, you actually won the piece of wood.
I won the piece of wood. I got nominated for most outstanding show, which was pretty amazing.
Which was called... Things are going well.
But
what's a bit of wood for, though?
The piece of wood is the Comics Choice Award, essentially. Mm. So Greg Fleet started it maybe like 20, 25 years ago or something. Yeah. Basically, he picked up a piece of wood and gave it to the actor, Miss Itchy, and said, oh, I really like what you're doing and you do great comedy in that, and handed them a piece of wood. And that piece of wood has since been passed on from one comic to another each comedy festival. Although it's been a new one. I think someone lost it. Oh. Yeah, it went missing and they had to get a new one.
So is it a piece of wood or is it a nice piece of
timber?
No,
it's a piece of wood. But I tell you what, it's after I've had it, it's coming back polished and sanded.
Yes.
Of course. Turn into a bookcase or something like that. Something practical. No. Now, as part of Joy Radiothon, Love
Which
Joy.
It is. Love Joy.
We're doing a bit of a mystery box challenge. And we, for every member that joins up, we are going to eat something out of our mystery box. Foods that we love and foods that we don't love so much.
Yes.
Because Geraldine is a special guest and we're treating her so well, we're going to get her to eat both.
Yeah, well, she actually got something that we both loved, which she did not, which was an olive.
Yeah, that would definitely be on my don't love list. Mm. So I'm hoping that given that we have different tastes, I feel really, you've got lollies here, so that's fine. Mm. What Jesus. A great palate cleanser, Starburst lolly. Is there any chance that both of you don't love chocolate?
Oh, no, I love chocolate.
No, I already had chocolate.
She's already had the chocolate.
I had salted caramel. It was delicious.
Oh, okay.
But maybe.
Real sticky, real salty.
Okay.
I also love anchovies. So, you know, if this is...
No, you said you hated anchovies.
No, I like them on a pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is the don't love box now.
That's right.
Oh. So
I can't see getting a whole pizza in there, though.
See, I said seafood.
You don't love seafood?
Yeah, don't
love seafood. What is it? Just open it. Just open it.
Oh, I've got to close.
She's doing a bit of...
Yeah, tease it out.
A bit of magic. Yeah. A bit of sizzle.
Come on.
You've got 11 minutes left on your show. 10 minutes. All right, okay, so I'm closing my eyes on this one again now.
Awesome mystery. Yeah? Yes.
Yep.
Because it's a mystery box.
The lids are off.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm interested. I am confused by it, to be honest. Yeah. So you're going to be... Give it a whiff.
Oh, what is...
Yeah, she's having a... Yeah, it's...
Oh, okay. Is that food?
Yeah, that's what I think. Like, I don't think it is.
Oh, I reckon that's just...
It's not sustenance.
Yeah, it's... Oh, okay. I'm just going to have a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh. It's grass, is it? Am I eating grass?
Very close. It's definitely an herb.
This is all right.
Yeah.
What is that?
This is heaps better than
rocket, or is it... It's rocket.
Oh, coriander.
Coriander.
I'm one of those people that absolutely loves coriander.
Oh, see, I hate coriander.
That's because you have the soap
the genes.
Nose.
Yeah.
Is it a thing?
The soapy nose.
It's
hereditary. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Makes it amazing.
Tastes like salt.
Bonus. What an absolute bonus.
In a box of...
What a treat. I was so terrified that it was going to be some... I don't know, something... What did you have to eat? Cuttlefish.
And a whole raw garlic.
A raw garlic clove, yeah.
What else is on the hate list?
Oh,
or the not love list?
There's some more boxes to come yet.
Oh, is there? Righty-o.
Interesting. What a diverse community we have. I think olives are on my like list and the coriander's on my hate list, but for Geraldine, it's the other way around.
Yeah. The mysteries of the world.
The mysteries of the world.
It's like we're all individual people just living as one.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.